Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
Time for our weekly Commish's Inbox. Thanks for tuning over again to JoeBucksFan.com. Hope you enjoyed Joe Bucks Fan TV today, where I got crazy with the defensive ends. It's just how I do it. I don't try to sugarcoat anything, okay? The defensive ends, obviously a position the Buccaneers are going to be looking towards in the draft. And that was just a little short snippet for you of some of the names you might hear. One name that was left off the list during our TV recording was Cam Jordan. And before we get into the inbox, Cam Jordan, along with Justin Houston, will be meeting and visiting with the Buccaneers. So that's another name to keep an eye on. And a name, Cameron Jordan, wouldn't shock me if he slipped to the Buccaneers, especially if we do see a run on quarterbacks early on in this draft. All right, let's go ahead and get to the first question coming in.
You've got mail.
All right, first question to the commish is, Justin, I know you've been a season ticket holder for a while now. Could you talk about Joe's post? Joe, here at JoeBucksFan.com, Joe's post about Ray J being a drunk fest. Yeah, you know what? I did see the story, and I saw the headline, read a couple of sentences, and I was like, come on. I've been going to games since I was 2 years old. My dad took me to my first game when I was 2 years old in 1983. The only time I ever had to miss a Bucks game was, gosh, I don't even think I missed it when I had surgery on my knee. I think the only time I missed games was when I was in Connecticut. I physically could not be there because I was living in Storrs, Connecticut at the time, playing football at UConn. If you think Raymond James Stadium is a drunk fest now, what do you think it was in 1985 when they were losing 11, 12 games a season? It's not like, oh my gosh, alcohol was just invented. Alcohol's been around for a long time. See, the problem is that nobody cared in 1985. Nobody cared in 1988. Nobody cared in 1992, 95. Most of you didn't start caring until 1997 when they started winning. Of course, it's going to be reported that it's a drunk fest now. Hey, why don't you come down to Section 109? It's not really that bad. I mean, if you walk to the stupid pirate ship and you're walking around all those people that are only there for the social event to drink and get drunk and don't even care about what's going on in the game, well, yeah, then it is a drunk fest. But if you actually go where the season ticket holders sit and you come down in the section, sure, you're going to have one or two loud people. It's going to happen. You got a 65,000 seat stadium. You're going to have one or two people that are loud and obnoxious in each section. But for the most part, most of us are just there to be entertained and enjoy the game. And if you think it's any worse now than it was in 1985, please give me an example. Because I was there. I was young. I was there. I remember it. And I don't care. It's football. If you can't handle it, don't freaking go. And most of you don't. Second question coming in to me, the commish.
You've got mail.
Justin, the rookie wage scale makes it more intriguing to trade up. And whether you think it's going to happen this year or not, they're not going to be able to sign these rookie free agents until a new CBA comes into place. So, of course, if there is a rookie wage scale, that's going to make these picks at the top of the draft more intriguing. You're not going to have to risk putting up $40, $50 million. So the question is there a possibility the Buccaneers trade up to picks 7 through 10 to try and grab one of the top defensive ends in Robert Quinn, Daquan Bowers, or J.J. Watts, etc.? Well, first off, Mark Dominic has never been afraid to trade up to get a guy he wants. Good example of that a couple years ago when he traded up to get Josh Freeman. When I look at this draft, though, I see good depth in this draft in rounds 1 through 4. Not sure this draft is as deep as last year's draft going all the way through to the 7th round. I just don't see the same quality of talent. I do see good quality in rounds 1, 2, 3, and into 4. But I think once you get into 4, about halfway through, you're going to really start to struggle a little bit. That's why I don't know if the Buccaneers are willing to trade a first and a second round pick to move up and get that one defensive end. They still have some holes to fill. And I don't know if they would want to give up that second round pick, which could be a valuable pick. It could be a linebacker like a Bruce Carter. Could be another defensive end like a Jabal Sheard if he was to fall that far. It could be a wide receiver. Could be a speed guy. Maybe speed offense. Could be a tight end. And is that defensive end, if you target that defense, I have no problem with you trading up and getting a guy if you target him and you look at him as the best defensive end in the class and you need a defensive end. But you better be sure that that defensive end is head and shoulders above another guy you might be able to get at 20, like a Ryan Kerrigan or a Cameron Jordan or a Alden Smith or Justin Houston. You better make sure that that guy's the guy. If not, stand pat. Stay at 20, get your guy, and then you still have a second-round pick. Just make sure if you are going to trade up. Would it shock me if the Bucs traded up is the question? No, it wouldn't shock me. But I think we should go ahead and brace ourselves for the Buccaneers just standing pat at where they are at 20. I think 20 is a good pick in this draft, and keeping your second-round pick is very good as well, especially in this draft that does have pretty good depth in the first couple of rounds.
You've got mail.
And our final question coming in, are the Buccaneers looking to draft a running back? Kareem Huggins wasn't tendered by the team. Cadillac Williams is a free agent. Tiki Barber. No, don't go Tiki Barber. Stay away from Tiki Barber. There are plenty of running backs you can get in this draft. Derek Locke from Kentucky is a speed back. Also, Jaquizz Rodgers out of Oregon State is another speed back. Darrell Scott is another speed back. There's a lot of speed backs in this draft that you should be able to get later on in the draft. I'm looking at the fifth or sixth round for a running back, and I think that's something that Mark Dominic likes as well. I don't know if they're going to be willing to draft a running back too early in this upcoming draft just because of the success they had with an undrafted free agent in LeGarrette Blount in last year's draft as well. All right, that's going to do it for our Commish's Inbox podcast. Appreciate you clicking on and listening to this podcast. Remember, we do this every Wednesday right here at JoeBucksFan.com. You can always email me, Commish@620WDAE.com, Facebook.com/FairAndJust, and, of course, Twitter @Commish620WDAE. Have a wonderful week. Keep coming back here for your best draft coverage at JoeBucksFan.com.
Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at Facebook.com/FairAndJust.